Hey, welcome back to the September mid-month check-in for the Canadian Podcaster Magazine. Happy to be with you. It's September, everybody. Kids are back at school. Yay! Which is good. Get back to some routine, back to our podcast, back to our plans for the fall. Lots of great stuff happening. Wanted to just jump on, do a quick mid-month check-in with you. Hope you're doing well. Lots of stuff going on in the world. Be safe, be kind, give space to each other. It's been really tough in the news lately, and I'm just here to celebrate you, and I just want to make sure you're okay. And encourage you to share your voice and to get out there and share the things that are meaningful for you in a time when, you know, the world is just not what it used to be. Let's put it that way. Thanks for being here. A few things I want to just mention as well from the magazine, a little shout out to something that my good podcasting friend Danny Brown here in Muskoka, he's from Scotland. You can tell by his accent, which I love, but he put out a couple episodes around podcasters and mental health. And right at the beginning of the magazine for September is a link to go and listen to a audio version of this content. It's not Danny's voice. You're not going to hear that beautiful Scottish voice accent, but Danny's using AI to talk about a topic that's really meaningful for him, part of his story, and to raise awareness in a world where we focus on analytics, stats, downloads, growing our show, the best microphone, and conferences full of people trying to get us to make money with our podcast. What about the podcaster themselves, the content creator, and your mental health and why it matters? And what I really picked up on from what Danny put out in the link in the magazine for our mental health as podcasters was the idea that people come to our show for encouragement, to learn, for companionship. They come to be a better version of themselves. And through our solo episodes, our content, our guests, we create an atmosphere where people can find a solace in a world where they're really struggling. And Danny flips the question around and says, what about us as content creators? Who's there for us? And why is this not such a big topic in podcasting that you and I, as creators, we need to have an outlet. We need to have a source. And we chatted about this in my meetup group, which I do twice a week over on meetup.com. It's a completely free meetup group where you're invited. Love to have you there. And we talk podcasting, but we talk about things like our own mental health. And we brought up this post from Danny in that group, and we had a really great conversation. We're going to have to revisit it many more times. But there's a need. There's a hunger out there to connect with each other, to find good resources, and to support each other so that we're not doing this by ourselves, on our own, with no one in our corner. And I love that Danny put this out there. It's in the magazine. Our mental health as podcasters would love for you to click through and listen to what Danny has put out there. I think it's amazing. And then I had a quote in there from Marie for this month, and it simply said, it's just not that difficult to be kind. It's not that difficult to use positive language, like my pleasure instead of no problem, which is two negative words back to back. Do you use that all the time? Hey, you know, can you give me help with this? Yeah, no problem. No is a negative. Problem, negative. Try things like, my pleasure. I would love to. That would bring me joy. Thank you kindly. My grandfather, that was his thing. He never said thank you. He always said thank you kindly. And it sticks with me years later that was how he showed up in this world. And I remember working somewhere, and I was somebody asked me a question. I didn't really give them my full attention. I answered their question, and in a kind and gentle way. They said, thank you kindly. And then they walked on. And I'm like, oh, like what a shot, right? To me, I'm like, no, I missed that opportunity. A kind, gentle, older gentleman, thank you kindly, back was his response. When I didn't give him my full attention, I just think as podcasters, as creators, when our audience reaches out to us, when we do what we do, it's good to use positive language. It's just a simple little mind shift, but it means so much more. So thank you kindly for checking out the Canadian Podcaster Online magazine. My article for September is all around why we as podcasters should be more active as guests on other podcasts, the benefits of it, why it's important. I just think that it's something that we could really lean into. And when I help podcasters start their show, one of the things that I do is I help them to get set up on Podmatch. And by getting on Podmatch, it opens the door for them to meet other podcasters, talk about their show. People get to find out about you, and you can leave your guest or your host a review on the interview and your time on that show, or when your guest is on your show. Those reviews stack up. You could put those reviews on your website. Podmatch is a great service that allows you to get onto other podcasts, and I really recommend that we as podcasters do our best to get out there in the world and share our story to podcast listeners and leverage other people's audiences. I think it's something that is underutilized in podcasting and something that all of us can really benefit from by bringing value to someone else's show. So I'm putting it out there. I have a show called the How to Podcast series on top of this show and my other podcast. On the How to Podcast series, I bring on guest co-hosts onto the show to talk podcasting. And if you have a product or a service that could really help the podcasting community, awesome. I would love to talk to you. If you're a fellow podcaster like me and you want to get on and talk about your journey and talk about your show, come on as a guest co-host. It's not an interview. I'm not here to interview podcasters because you're a podcaster. You know how to podcast. So I would love to have you on and just co-host an episode together and talk about podcasting. So reach out to me if you're interested, howtopodcast.ca. It's a .ca because why? We're here in Canada, right? And I'd love to have you on the show. Keep that in mind. Guesting is a great thing for us as podcasters, and I would love to see the podcasting community embracing it even more. So plan out for the next few months, the remainder of 2025, where can you go as a podcast guest, and how soon can you get on a show? Come on mine. But get out there and share your message on someone else's show. Let's talk about the podcasters we're featuring for the month of September. And we have a bunch. Why? Because I went on Threads and I simply put, hey, I'm looking for Canadian podcasters. Who's out there? And an avalanche of people responded. So we have a little bit more than we normally do, which gives me a lot of joy. And it's no problem. It's my pleasure to put in front of you some amazing Canadian podcasts for you to check out. Please go listen, subscribe, follow, and reach out to these hosts and tell them that you heard about them on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine podcast. Here we go, guys. Here we go. So our first podcaster out of the gate, it's not a horrible podcast, I promise. It's a really good podcast. But it's got a horrible name because it's called the Horrible People Podcast. And it's really interesting. I think you're going to love it. Go check it out. Link in the magazine. You can click right through, right from the online magazine for Canadian Podcaster. And it's called the Horrible People Podcast. Here's a little taste of the show. It's not horrible, I promise. It's really, really good. But here you go.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Horrible People Podcast. I'm Jen McDonald, and the horrible person that I'm speaking with today is Doug Chesson. Doug, would you mind giving us a little overview about who you are and where you come from? So that you guys are aware, I met Doug because of the outdoor symposium at Parliament Hill this summer. It was awesome, super educational. So Doug.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Doug Chesson. My day job is I'm the executive director of the Fur Institute of Canada and the Seals and Sealing Network. We're the national advocacy organization for the fur trade here in Canada, as well as the seal hunt. I'm coming to you from Halifax, Nova Scotia today, born and raised in Cape Breton, but live in Halifax now.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah, I was in Halifax a couple of years ago, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it's a great city.
It is. So the fur trade and trapping, is that something you have always been into? Like, is this a lifelong thing, or did you kind of get into it later on in life?
So I'd say I got into it later on in life. I ended up here at the Institute about 2.5 years ago. But once upon a time, when I was younger and had much less gray in my beard, despite only being in my early 30s right now, I was a political hack on Parliament Hill. I advised the Minister of Fisheries and Oceans on, amongst other things, the seal hunt. So I got to know the Institute and the Seals and Sealing Network through that work. And then fast forward 10 years down the road, they were looking for a new executive director. And the outgoing executive director.
Are you looking for a safe place, like for spiritually, a spiritual safe house? Well, we have it for you. And the podcast is called The Spiritual Safe House. Here's a little taste of the show. Again, love featuring great voices. And I hope you enjoy this. And I hope you go check out the podcast and share this with somebody. I know you know somebody who's going to love this podcast. In addition to yourself. So make sure you share this. This is a spiritual safe house, a safe place for you and me. Here's the podcast. Here's a little taste.
Welcome to the Spiritual Safe House. Get ready to kick off your shoes and embark on a journey of life, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. I'm Marliana Elissaman, your host, a worldwide psychic medium, empath, energy worker, and healer. Together, we'll explore fascinating discussions, offer insightful readings, and uncover the many truths of this world and our universe. Come on in. Welcome back, everybody, to the Spiritual Safe House. My name is Marliana Elissaman. I am a worldwide evidential psychic medium, empath, healer, and energy worker. And this is episode 15 of season 2. And I've brought a really great friend in today. Her name's Kim Bennett with Twisted Path Leather. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. So the last time we spoke in season 1, it was Twisted Path Healing in Leather. Let's chat about that, my friend.
Yeah, it's though the healing aspect is still a part of what I do, I have decided to really drill down and focus on.
So I know that I'm looking to be a success in every area of what I'm trying to do in life. And I found the Success in Mind podcast. It's motivation and inspiration for entrepreneurs. And as podcasters, that's what we are. We're entrepreneurs. We're building something in real time in front of people. And I just love this podcast. It's a great actionable strategies for personal growth. And I'd love for you to have a little taste of it. Here's Success in Mind, motivation and inspiration for entrepreneurs. Here's a taste.
This is Yehel's fourth time being on the show. He's a brand strategist and a business growth strategist with over 22 years of experience. And he helps businesses of any kind and size to reach their business goals faster and smarter by creating new target markets, products, and services by using solid differentiation. If I were you, I would get out your notebook because you are going to want to take notes on this episode. And if you can't take notes while you're listening, make sure you come back to it again because there is so much gold packed into this episode and you don't want to miss it. All right, let's dive in. Welcome to Success in Mind, the podcast for driven entrepreneurs ready to rewire their thinking to create success on their terms. I'm Terry Holland, and I will help you to do just that through high-performance coaching and hypnotherapy. I'm here to help you overcome fear, ditch the self-doubt, and tap into unstoppable clarity. If you're ready to align your mindset with your goals, you are in the right place. Let's get your success locked in. Yehel, welcome back.
Thank you, Terry.
It's good to be here. Episode number 4 with you. That's a record.
So I've been a musician for a long time, 45 years. That's a long time. I'm old. I know. I get it. But there's a podcast called Conversations with Musicians, and it's with Leah Roseman. And it's a great podcast. I love it, enjoying it, listening to it myself. And it's fascinating to hear a variety of musical topics and artists and people approaching music. And Leah does a great show, great job with her show. Go check out Conversations with Musicians. Here's a little taste, a little musical taste for you about the show. We'd love for you to go check it out and share this with your favorite Canadian musician so they can also fall in love with this great podcast. Here's Leah.
There's such a fascinating variety to a life in music. The series features wonderful musicians worldwide with in-depth conversations and great music. I hope that the inspiration and connection found in a meaningful creative life, the challenges faced, and the stories from such a diversity of artists will draw you into this weekly series with many topics that will resonate with all listeners. Conversations with Musicians with Leah Roseman, wherever you get your podcast.
So I live in Ontario, Canada, near Niagara Falls. Toronto for me is a couple hours to get there, but there's a podcast that's legendary for Toronto. It's Toronto Legends. It's right in the name of the podcast. Pretty good, right? Love the artwork for the podcast. It's really great. It's Toronto's famous personalities share their stories and memories with host Andrew Applebaum. And I would love for you to go check it out. Here's a little taste of the show. And the legendary Toronto, Ontario, Canada is Toronto Legends. Here's a little taste of the show.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Legends podcast. I am your host, Andrew Applebaum. My guest today is Hirsch Borenstein. Hirsch is the founder and owner of Frozen Pond. For over 30 years now, a leading worldwide source for autographed hockey memorabilia. With autographs from over 350 past and present hockey players, including over 100 Hall of Famers, Hirsch sells more hockey autographs than anyone else on the planet. In fact, the Frozen Pond was described in a New York Times feature as a warehouse-sized dreamscape of autographed eccentricity. Welcome, Hirsch, to Toronto Legends. Thank you for joining me. Where are you and how are you?
I never knew the New York Times called us that. That's cool. I am in Vaughan, Ontario, just north of Toronto, and I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, it's great to have you join us. Before we get to the story of the Frozen Pond and your entrepreneurial journey, what is Frozen Pond?
Do you ever go to those big events and you're like walk around, you get your little pat, your badge, your lanyard, you go to that sign and table and it's just busy. It's just huge, big events or little tiny events, like intimate events. And you're like, how do these things even come to be? Like, how do people do this? How do people create these amazing events that we love? Awesome. Perfect. You're the exact person for this podcast. Event Planning Bestie Show. This is where they unlock the magic of event planning by taking you behind and before the scenes of your favorite events. Right? Yes, because that's what we want. We want to know what's happening as an event planning in the event planning industry. See, that's what I love about podcasting. There's so many unique podcasts with a very specific audience. So if you're looking at planning your next event and you're looking for someone who knows what they're doing and has a podcast about it, it's the Event Planning Bestie Show. And you're invited. So go check it out. Here's a little taste of the show.
Hello and welcome to the Event Bestie Podcast, the show that unlocks the magic of event planning by taking you behind and before the scenes. I'm Tanya Hales. Today's episode, I'm talking with Dwayne Rutherford. He is the founder and CEO of Debonair Corporate Events. Dwayne's track record starts from his early years of community organizing to curating high-profile events for celebrities like Jamie Foxx and Denzel Washington. In this episode, we're going to talk corporate events and the future of the industry when it comes to AI. And I'm sorry, I did not ask him about what Denzel smells like. Let's get into it. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So
if you're looking for some stories of indigenous change makers who will inspire you to revitalize your land, language, and relationships, The Aunties Dandelion is a podcast I'd love for you to go check out. It's a beautifully well-made podcast, great conversations for a very special audience. And I love what they do on this show. But go check out The Aunties Dandelion. here's a little taste of the show. And I know you could share this with somebody. So please go check it out. Here's a little taste.
What cuento what I do, say what Guego. I'm at the Baltimore Airport, of all places, right now, and I just had some surprisingly good sushi. And now I'm here for 4 more hours while I'm waiting for my flight back to Haudenosaunee Land. So keep me company for a minute. 4 years ago, in one of our very first Auntie's Dandelion episodes, we sat at the kitchen table in Tandanega with Gahadokta Janice Brandt. She's a Mohawk seed keeper, she's a farmer, she's an artist, and she's the co-founder of the Gundage Seed Sanctuary. I'll link that episode below. It's still one of our most meaningful we've done. Her name, Gahadokta, means she goes the length of the garden. And that fits. She spent years tending to seeds and land, community and story, and a lot of times me, honestly. We recently visited Gahadokta again, still in Tandanega. This time, we're on video, and we're in our jammies, and we're sipping coffee, recording for this new series called Aunties Revisited. It's a chance to check in with the aunties who helped shape this project and to bring new listeners into the heart of our work. Janice has continued to grow her practice, and she's beginning to pass that seed-keeping responsibility to her niece, who lives right next door. And that moment of transition is a big part of what we talk about in this episode. Nyawagoa to Indigenous Screen Office for supporting us. We are Yatini Saha Nedegarunyaganare, the Auntie's Dandelion. I'm Gasto Saraguate, so let's go get some coffee.
So that's the podcasters we're focused on this month. Excellent. So glad to have you with me to connect over podcasting in Canada here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Love your input on the magazine, on what we're doing. And as always, I would love to have you write for the magazine. So if you have an article, an idea, a topic, a Substack post, whatever you got, send it to me. Let's put you in the magazine and then let people connect to you and your socials and your platform so people can come follow you. But if you have anything to do with podcasting from a Canadian perspective, I'd love to have you in the next edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. CanadianPodcaster.com is the website. All the past editions are there for you to flip through. And I would love to get your feedback on the magazine. How can it be better? What am I missing? Again, this is a work in progress, and your input's going to make it so much better. I'd love to have you participate. Reach out to me anytime. All my contact information is in the magazine as well. And I'd love to meet with you. And I'd love to chat about your podcast from a Canadian perspective here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. It's my pleasure to be a podcaster and to serve you in this way, and I hope you find value in every edition and everything we do to help Canadian podcasters get their voice out there, one voice at a time, one microphone at a time. Thanks for being part of the show, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for being here.